Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Thursday, the 3rd of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by
your ruler Neptune. And
and
why not? Conversely, holy cow. Or any questions?
I'm sure there are.
Mars action conjunct Pluto, control transformation. Venus creativity security re-creeping up on Pluto, control transformation, and doing the same.
Okay, that means
naturally it's the best investment ever, the wisest use of your resources ever, the smartest business decision ever, the greatest relationship ever, because otherwise you wouldn't be pursuing it so assiduously. Still, the more willing you are to examine all the angles and consider the potential consequences, the higher your chances of making intelligent choices that further your aims or venture, organization, network, administration, campaign. Separately, one of the less appealing facets of current influences is that normally pleasant, caring individuals become so focused on their own needs, wishes, programs, etc., they disremember how frequently one encounters the people whose toes they tread on or who they elbow aside clambering up the ladder on the inevitable return trip down to Earth. Try to refrain, if you can, from reading them a lecture on their deficiencies. Moreover, endeavor to see a situation from the other guy or gal's perspective. If you push an issue to the brink right now, there is a substantial chance it will go right over the edge. And there's a substantial chance that you will be somewhat taken aback. Who knew? Since from your viewpoint, it's a minor glitch that can be easily remedied or repaired.
Well, sometimes we're wrong. Signs particularly affected by Mars conjunct Pluto, Venus creeping up on Pluto.
Everyone again.
Okay, this one's birthday, 3rd of March.
All right, now is the time to put your money where your mouth is, especially as it relates to those things most important to you, which is to say your core needs, and to make the necessary arrangements to bring them into your life. So while this may require taking a risk, and more importantly, being the initiator rather than the respondent, if not now, when, and if not here, where?
All good questions. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.